Dear friends and fellow redeemed in Christ, as you know, as we have just sung the hymn known as the First Missionary Hymn, also called the First Protestant Hymn in the history, which goes back to Martin Luther in 1524. Very meaningful message. Jesus said, "Peace be to you. Even as the Father sent me, so I send you." This very clear and unmistakable statement of directives in the Holy Scriptures, "Go ye into all the world," in Matthew 28 and Mark 16. "And then I send the promise of my Father upon you," in Luke 24, "You are my witnesses in Acts 1:8. This commission of Jesus, the charter of the church, means that Christ needs the church with many members, as described in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Jesus had come with the message for all people, and now he was going back to his Father. His message could be taken to all people. The body of the redeemed people, the church, is a mouth to speak for Jesus, feet to run upon his errands, hands to do his work. This is the noble task, the distinct privilege of bringing Christ to people everywhere. We are assigned to be his faithful and committed instruments for this task. A person who is to be sent out needs a message to take along. He needs, furthermore, the power and authority to back his message, and someone to whom he may turn when he is in doubt and in difficulty. Our message, which we believe and witness, is no other than Jesus Christ, him crucified, who has redeemed us by paying for our sins. Without Jesus, in fact, we have absolutely no message, no power, no one to turn to when up against many adverse problems in life. This is a very serious matter of clarifying our message. Today, Jesus Christ is challenged and minimized, and thus true message in modern Christianity seems to be crumbling. In this rough time of diversity, plurality, and profound confusion, we face various horrendous situations. We recall the words of Jesus when he was sending out his disciples in Matthew chapter 10, quote, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Beware of men," unquote. Be courageous and wise, but not stupid, as Dr. Paul Schreiber mentioned in his message last Friday. According to a report, last year a questionnaire went out to Lutherans disregarding synodical differences, to all Lutherans. Many shocking results came out. For example, 67% said, this means the Lutherans, said yes to the statement, quote, "Although there are many religions in the world, most of them lead to the same God," unquote. In a cyber report through the internet, one church member said, quote, "I am a Mennonite hyphen Unitarian Universalist who practices Zen meditation," unquote. In this age of divine disunity, another report reads, quote, "The priests and congregations agree that many divinities are being invoked in the church, and that in the end they are all the same," unquote. Such shocking phenomena is the reality which we face in the spiritual supermarket, as Dalai Lama said, and a wholesale center of religions. What does all this mean to us? Those Lutherans who responded to the above-mentioned survey are the members who might have likely been taught by pastors and teachers, and the pastors are assumed to be the product of theological institutions. I am sure there is a significant positive correlation. All these disturbing pictures make us think, and what we are and what we are doing at seminaries. Our church and our partner churches believe that what we can contribute to the whole worldwide Christian community and to the secular world as well is, above all, scripture-based, confessionally oriented Lutheran theology. This important contribution, however, does lead to an equally important question. Is this theology, with many well-defined doctrinal statements, truly evidenced in the daily life of the believers and members? Do we have simultaneously sufficient implementation of the undisputable gospel message that is equal to the time and effort in espousing them? The sending out of the church by Christ is parallel to the sending out of Jesus by God. He showed us a perfect obedience and perfect love for God. Thus, he could be God's true messenger. Similarly, the church is to fit to the messenger and instrument of Christ only when we follow his example. We have no other message and task other than to propagate the true saving message and work of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Indeed, he is the way, the truth, and the life, our only message to share. May the Lord grant us his grace, wisdom, and active commitment. Amen.